my forehead. Harper, I've told you countless times that you are my forever. I knew it the first time I saw you. But you have to trust me, baby. It's hard to trust you when I constantly see hoes posting on your wall about how fine you are and inboxing you pictures of their naked asses. Baby, I don't care about all those other women. It's you that I desire, that I want, that I need. Look at me. Hesitantly, I looked in those dark brown eyes, wanting to get lost in them all over again. I had my argument all planned out, but yet he managed to make me forget everything I wanted to say. Staring into his eyes, I put my hand to his cheek and rubbed it with my thumb. What do you see in my eyes, baby? Love, I said softly. I'm sorry, Zaire. These hoes just make me crazy. I love you so much. Why would I go anywhere, Harper? You take care of my heart, my soul, and my mind. You're the total package. Not to mention, you're fine as hell. This beautiful milk chocolate skin, these thick-ass lips. I blushed as he ran his thumb across my bottom lip, then lowered his lips to mine, placing a tender kiss on them. His hands went to my cheeks, sliding down to my neck and shoulders, then rested at my hips. Zaire pulled me closer to him as a moan involuntarily left my lips. Lips like soft pillows and sweet like honey continued to kiss mine, then lowered to my neck. Harp, I have to go, baby, he said softly near my ear.
Do you have to?
Yeah, I'm only on my lunch break, but I'll be back when I get off.
Okay, Zaire.
He kissed me on the lips again, entangling his tongue with mine and left me speechless. Watching him leave, I felt grateful to have a man that loved me and knew how to calm me down. I looked at my computer and exited his account. Why would I think he's entertaining those stupid hoes? If he had something to hide, he wouldn't have given me access to his Facebook account and email. He was just so damn fine. Working at a car dealership as a finance manager, I knew Zaire met women all the time. He made really good money because he was charming and knew how to sweet-talk people into spending their money on those luxury cars. I witnessed his pitch before, and I couldn't do anything but stare at him in amazement. He was so cultured and refined. He spent most of his summers in some kind of prep school in England, and his parents were rolling in dough. His dad's family owned a couple of department stores, and locally, he owned a few dry cleaners and a couple of clothing boutiques. It was rare that he even uttered slang. Only when I was putting it to his ass. His parents were somewhat disappointed in the career path he'd chosen, but Zaire was so smart. He never worked a job intending that to be the final stop. He had plans of owning his own dealership one day, and I believed that he would get there sooner rather than later, with or without their help. As I left my desk to get the cake from the oven, my phone rang. My loud country-ass cousin was calling. Hey, Shauna.
Hey, girl. Why you sound so blah?
I'm not blah, bitch. I'm calm. Zaire must have just left. That nigga fine.
Oh, Shauna, really? Really what? I can't say he fine? Bitch, I ain't blind.
I laughed loudly with her. I swear this chick ain't had the sense God gave her. I took the cake layers from the oven. What's up, Shauna? She rarely called just to shoot the shit. Running my own specialty cake business kept me busy, so if she just wanted to clown around, she'd come over instead of calling.
I wanted to see if you wanted to come to the livestock show in Houston with me. It's the week after next. Why in the hell would I want to go to a livestock show? You know I ain't in all that rodeo shit y'all be going to. I'll tell you why you would want to go. Trey Song's gonna be performing there.
I damn near dropped my cake as I flipped it out of the pan.
You bullshitting. Nope. Trey Song's performing one night and Tank performing the next night. Oh, hell yeah. Buy my ticket and I'll pay you. Yay. Okay. I'm just gonna get tickets for the whole week if you cool with that. I haven't looked to see who performing the other days yet.
Ooh, I don't know if I can do a whole